crucial moment that we wait for every week.
Pretty exciting, huh?
They're back with a big new program.
When you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
Who wants an orange whip?
Are we live?
Yeah!
Orange whip?
Come get some.
Orange whip?
And here it is!
Three orange whips.
Party, I'm more like a riot.
Nail down the roof, gang.
Here's Johnny.
You shall see that.
He's alive!
Wonderful to tell.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hail to the king, baby.
Release the Kraken.
It's showtime.
It helps if I turn down the music and not my mic. I'm really good at stuff. My name is Derek Knight, and you're listening to The Big Program. Welcome back. We are back for more fun and more thrills. And with me, as always, Colin Burton.
Hello.
From formerly of FizzleAndPop.com.
Actually, I have the domain again.
See, but... I have, guess what? I have SonOfCheese.com again.
Yeah, but
so
I'm
we've got our domains. All is in stasis.
Yes.
Kind of. Heather, my sister, is here from formerly of Matted Spam.
Hello, I do not have my domain.
Okay, well, good. You don't need it.
No.
But you've got tattoos now.
I do.
So now we are even on the mom's favorite front.
Yes.
And my girlfriend Jess, she is joining us behind the big mic.
Ooh.
I wish your mic wasn't on mute. What?
I wish I had a domain.
You could. It's easy to buy a domain. All
I know.
You have to do.
I need to think of one that I should get.
Yeah, just go buy a domain. It's actually, yeah, super easy to own a domain.
I just need to look it up.
Yeah.
How to do it. Yep. I just figured out how to turn my headphones on, so that's good.
Ah. Okay, now, I know that I had said no more in-studio guests. I wasn't going to set up any extra mics, but sometimes you have to make an exception. Now, we have a special guest on the show today, and he was our special musical guest at Geek Bowl 13 in Las Vegas back in March. It's our great pleasure on The Big Program to introduce Richard Cheese.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us.
You know, I always listen to your podcast.
And here we only thought we had just the one listener. This is awesome.
So thank you so much for inviting me.
Anytime. So, because you perform with Lounge Against the Machine, and you were great, and they were great at Geek Bowl. It was a lot of fun. Now, if any of our listener don't know how they can hear what it is you do, how do they do that?
Well, we have a bunch of CDs. Excuse me one second. I'm so sorry. I should have turned my ringer off.
Okay.
Hello? What? Who's Lamborghini? What? Oh, sorry. Who's Linguini? All right. Which hospital? Okay. Bye. Okay, bye. 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 Okay.
Everything okay?
Hey, so sorry to cut this short. There is an emergency. Something about pasta and a caulking gun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what's going on, but I've got to go.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. Don't forget to buy my CDs at shop.richardcheese.com. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you, Mr. Cheese. Richard Cheese, everybody. That was...
By the way, it is so weird that you have a giant creaking wooden door in your podcast studio. Maybe get some WD-40 for that.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Thank
you.
Bye. And that is why I said no more in-studio guests. No more on the phone, no more in studio. I think that's a good policy. No more eating on the podcast.
Bah.
That was after last time.
Bah.
No more eating, no more in studio guests, ever. So we're going to have to have all... We have to have rules, but we still have Kapenzi. Yes. Kapenzi's the mascot. She's over in the corner.
And you still made us drinks.
I made drinks. Everybody's got a drink. I am drinking... What the hell did I make for myself? A three dots and a dash out of a little Suavecito tiki mug. And on the back it says, get it, hombre. And Suavecito is a tequila brand that we actually met the owner. Jess and I met the owner at a tasting.
And neither one of us can remember his name, so yep. I feel like a dick.
Can't remember his name, but he's from Colorado, but he ended up buying like an agave farm in Mexico.
Because you have to make tequila.
Yeah, but after he did a lot of research, he realized that the better, sweeter agave comes from not flooding the field. Mm-hmm. And so we bought like up on a mountain.
Oh.
And it actually bears out. His tequila is really good. And they're not a sponsor of this podcast, and I'm not a big tequila fan. But if you like tequila, you'll love Suavecito. If you're that kind of person that's like, I hate tequila, you still might like Suavecito.
Well, that might be me then.
Yeah.
I don't like tequila.
Yeah, but I don't have any, so.
Oh, well.
So this whole conversation is moot.
What is Colin drinking?
Colin is drinking the Dark Light, which is my signature drink, and the thing that gets him probably the most fucked up. I mean, Colin has a low alcohol tolerance, let's be fair. And that drink is a heavy-duty drink. I've written down the recipe for a few select bartenders across the country, and they all say the same thing, like, holy shit, this is a heavy drink. There's a lot of bourbon in that.
But it does not taste like it.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. How much bourbon do you think is in that drink?
None.
Ah, 2 full ounces of bourbon. Wow. Plus 1 ounce of 151 rum.
Mm.
Yeah, that's 3 ounces of stuff that will get you fucked up.
Good to know. Fucked so up. I should stop at one then.
No, no, you should keep going because we've got a few episodes to record.
Yeah, you should not have told him that.
You tipped your hand.
Oh, my hand has been tipped. My sister is drinking her typical amaretto sour because she doesn't like change and she hates branching out.
That's right.
Move your mic closer to your mouth.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Don't be like mom. Jess is drinking a Manhattan.
What whiskey did you use today?
I used Old Forester Rye and Delan Rouge Vermouth.
Excellent.
Yeah, with a little dash of maraschino liqueur and both kinds of bitters, Peychaud and Jerry Thomas.
Nice. Yeah.
So today we have a very special treat. I got a Woot bag of crap.
Woo.
Now, if you don't know what a Woot bag of crap is, Woot.com used to be One Day, One Deal. And now they're this website where you can buy stuff. And then they got hooked up with Amazon and you can buy stuff.
Yeah, I gave up on them after they went to Amazon.
But they still do bags of crap. They do them differently than they used to. Used to be the whole system would crash and you were lucky to get them. And now they hide them during Woot-offs, so you have to go find them. And I just randomly lucked onto the page before it crashed, and I got a bag of crap.
So for the uninitiated like myself, I mean, I'm familiar with Woot, but
yeah,
this is literally like, hey, pay this price and we'll send you something and you have no idea what it is?
Right, and it used to be $3 and you got at least 3 craps, as they said, and they could be anything.
Okay.
And now it's $10 and it's an undisclosed number of craps and they just say you can't complain. Now, to refresh, but...
They don't know you.
Right, but they also say, you know, use this hashtag when you unbox it and let everybody know. And so we're going to unbox it later on the show.
Okay.
But
okay.
I want to refresh the listener memory, because we did this once before in 2011, and actually, three of us, you had a bag of crap, and I had a bag of crap, and Ray had a bag of crap, if I remember right. It was like Oprah was giving out bags of crap. You get a bag of crap, and you get a bag of crap. But this is what happened back then.
Oh my God, a breast pop!
I'll trade you.
Breast pump. I had a breast pump.
It's designed.
That'll allow you to take up a new hobby.
It's designed to make expressing more comfortable and convenient.
Express yourself.
So, needless to say, I'm hoping for something at least as exciting as breast pump.
I just want to know what you did with the breast pump that you got.
You know, I probably gave it to the Goodwill.
Oh.
Because it was still in the package.
That's good of you.
At the time, Max was out of that phase where he needed to suckle a teat for nourishment. So there was no need to give it to my ex-wife. It wasn't my ex-wife at the time, but is now.
Was shortly after.
Yeah, not long after that, actually. But it was a manual breast pump. So it was one like if you were out, say if you were out in the wilderness and your boobs were really full of milk and you're like, I have to get some of this out. And you just hook it up and squeeze it.
So no Wi-Fi on
that. No Wi-Fi. No plugging into a...
No plug and play.
Well, yeah, but see, that's the thing.
Okay,
like,
you know, we have just passed the celebration of National No Kids Day.
Yeah, that's true. And the Adventures of Lady No Kids, Following
yes,
the Goose.
I am the Adventure of Lady No Kids. I embody that. I have to say that of all of the things I have talked to people about when they have children, that I find the idea of breast pumps the most horrifying thing I think about the entire experience.
You know what? Let me throw something out and see if you change your mind. How about the thought of a small human being biting your nipple?
I mean, that's supposed to be natural. I mean, it's supposed to be natural.
Drawing blood.
Yeah, I mean...
So the whole idea of pumping is so that you can store some for later, so right. that you know, well, you, that it doesn't
always have to be hanging
off of you. I understand
conceptually the point behind it. I just find
it's also to relieve pressure.
The idea horrifying.
Also, there's the pump and dump. If you have yourself a bit of a night and you have some,
I mean, honestly, just the fact that these like saggy bags of flesh are actually useful for something is. It's both horrifying and gives me a glimmer of hope for other humans, not myself.
Saggy Flesh Bags would be a pretty good quiz team and or punk band name. Mm. I think the Venn diagram of things that would make good punk band names and things that would make good quiz team names, there's really not a diagram. It's just an overlapping, two overlapping circles.
Or so, one.
That's what I mean. Yeah. To make one. To become one. To divide by love. That's the grassroots, right? Anyway, doesn't matter. So you think that's the worst thing that you've ever heard about?
I didn't say worst. I believe my words were most horrifying. Just the concept.
Okay. All right. Let's get, that. Yeah, if you want to get into semantics, amateur lawyer.
I mean, I realize there's a lot of things about a pregnancy and or raising children that are disgusting, from episiotomies to poop smeared on walls for no good reason. But it's just not. You know, just the idea of having to, like, oh, I have to excuse myself and go, you know, pump my udders every 4 hours.
Pump your udders.
Just creeps me the fuck out, okay?
Yeah, no, it's probably not the most glamorous or comfortable thing in the world. To be fair, of all the, you know, I'm glad that I've never had to experience things like that, nor will I. Yay me. I've experienced it from, like, you know, the other side of the room. And I guess I had a little bit of empathy. Not much.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
That's awkward. I like the way these two just completely
withdrawn
from the conversation.
They're shutting down. We got to get Heather back into the
Again,
conversation.
I feel
she
like
isn't
this
saying
is,
much.
This is one of the themes for me for the show, is saying if you could see the look on Heather's face right
well,
now.
Well, and technically, Heather is child-free. She has never had a child of her own.
No.
Now, so you've never had to go through the whole, you know, milk bag thing.
No.
No.
Thank God.
Get that, right? Get that mic closer to your face there.
God damn it.
There you go.
This is not operator error. I'm going to blame the equipment.
No, it's your fault.
It's not.
It is. It's your fault.
Yeah, I definitely prefer the path in life of, like, not having your own kids, but just, you know, encountering other people that have children.
Stealing other people.
I mean, I really would have been burned as a witch at some point in time, but it's neither here nor there.
You're pretty much espousing the philosophy of David Bowie in Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Go and take a baby. Take a baby and convert it to a Muppet.
There are plenty that need homes. And
it's Muppet conversion therapy was pretty much the theme of that.
Have you seen the way people dress their children? I mean,
yeah.
It's really not that far from the truth.
Yeah. One of my least favorite parts about becoming a parent was having to go to other kids' birthday parties. And it's getting better as I get older because I can dump and go. It's like, it's cool. Now the idea is you leave them and come pick them up later.
Yeah,
but early on, you had to stay with them at places like the McDonald's play place.
He doesn't want you there now.
Well, I would actually say no. He does want me there. I'm the one who's saying, all right, have fun. You're not going to... Nope, bye. Figure it out on your own, kid. I'll be back at 2.
I've met your friends.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I'm just like, I don't want to be around these kids. I had to be around them. Well, you were there.
Yeah.
We had a birthday party.
I was there.
At Fargo's.
They were horrible.
And, I was just like, absolutely not do I want to be around these children for any longer than never.
And can't hit them, not mine.
I know,
the idea,
right?
Whoever thought it was a good idea to give them noisemakers.
Oh, God.
That was a problem.
Who was that? Was that you?
I believe it was your mom.
My mom. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of my mom. I got her to sit down under protest and do some more movie reviews. So we're going to hear one of them now.
Hey, that's terrible.
I think the first movie that I will review today is Dillinger. Again, I saw it at the gym, so I didn't see the beginning. Johnny Depp plays John Dillinger. Christian Bale plays Purvis.
No, the movie you're talking about is Public Enemies.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. See, I didn't see the beginning. Okay, we'll start over. The movie I'm going to review today is called Public Enemy. It's about John Dillinger. Christian Bale plays Marvin Purvis, I think's his name. He is with the Bureau of Investigation. It's his goal to nab Dillinger no matter what. This was in the Great Depression, and all the poor people were blaming the banks for their problems. And so Dillinger went and robbed the banks with his group. He spent several times in prison. It shows that he breaks out. Like, breaks out 3 times, it seems like. So they weren't very good prisons, obviously. He has a girlfriend. I think her name was Frenchie. I could be wrong on that. The movie was in black and white. It was really interesting. A lot of old cars, lots of guns. I didn't realize they had so many guns. I'm not exactly what they would be called, but machine guns, I guess. But man, they could shoot off a lot of bullets. Anyway, over the course of Dillinger's life, he was involved in the killing of 10 people. I know this sounds terrible of me, but that doesn't sound like too many. So he was wanted, of course. And they set him up. His girlfriend got arrested, and she was in prison. So apparently, that's why he's willing to go see other women. I think that was terrible of him. But anyway, so he has this girl that he goes to see, and this woman tells the Bureau of Investigation that she can let him know when he's going to be with this girl again, and they're going to go to a movie. But anyway, she was going to wear red, they said, in history books, but looked to me like she was wearing orange in the movie. Well, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't in black and white. Because she did have on an orange skirt. Anyway, you can tell how much attention I pay. So they set him up big time, and Purvis really wants him bad. So when they're coming out of the movie is when they're going to start following him. I'm sure everybody knows what the end is. They kill him. In the movie, they show Purvis getting down, or someone getting down, and that Dillinger whispered something. In truth, they say that he really didn't, but he was just saying something to tell his girlfriend that he loved her, I think. Johnny Depp was really good in the movie. Christian Bale was good in the movie. It's one of those movies where you kind of root for the bad guy, though. I like the movie.
Hey, that's Karen!
So I think the takeaway from that is that murder, 10 people's okay, but you cheat on your girlfriend one time and you're an asshole.
It's okay to murder. It's okay to rob banks.
Rob banks is cool.
But don't you dare cheat on your girlfriend.
If she gets arrested, don't you dare go see other women.
You better wait.
Yeah, even if you're a folk hero with a ton of money that you robbed from banks.
Plus, those disgusting poor people blaming the banks for their
troubles.
Oh,
those disgusting for their poor people problems.
Have you noticed that that's more than one time that she assumes the girlfriend's name is Frenchie?
Yes.
It was Billy, by the way.
Now we know that's her default if she doesn't quite remember. Yeah, I think her name was Frenchie.
Well, but we do that like in improv. My go-to was like, I would call you Cheryl a lot in scenes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
After a while, you were like, would you please stop calling me Cheryl? And I'm like, but it's an easy go-to if I can't think of a better name.
The same person then, because Cheryl developed a character in my head, and he'd say Cheryl. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm Cheryl again.
Cheryl,
okay.
Now. Well, Cheryl, maybe Cheryl could reinvent Cheryl. Herself. Maybe if Cheryl.
What do you think? Cheryl is Stella or something?
I don't know. Although John Dillinger is in the news again. Did you see this? His grandson, nephew, has pulled a permit to exhume his body. And he's buried in an Indianapolis cemetery. Now, I'm fascinated by exhumations. I mean, we all have our things where we're like, should I admit this? Yeah, I'm fascinated by exhumations. And everybody's like, what are they doing it for? Well, apparently, the family holds this belief that he's not actually in that grave. And so they want to exhume it to prove that. The problem is, every time I've seen an exhumation, whether it be celebrity or semi-celebrity or to try to prove it, it's like, nah, you guys are fucking wrong. So they're gonna go through, and apparently he was buried under like a ton of concrete.
Like 5 feet of concrete.
Because he was a folk hero, and the idea of, oh, we're gonna steal this body.
Yeah, they didn't want people to dig him up.
Yeah, so they're gonna have to go through a hell of a lot of trouble. Probably just to prove through DNA that, no, this is him. It's fine. He's been here the entire time. Where the hell else would he be? That's my question. Did he somehow survive his wounds and has been living quietly in Missouri?
He's living in a shack like Heisenberg.
Well, if that theory is true, then he's probably just in Colorado Springs somewhere. Because that's where everybody comes to die.
I've long held the theory that celebrities don't die. They just move to Colorado Springs. I've seen so many celebrities after they've died, like
Michael Hutchins.
But actually, that dude came up to me at Quiz and was like, yo, man, I was the lead singer of INXS. And I'm like, you're Michael Hutchins? And he's all, yeah. And I was like, that's a really strange, unsolicited, but okay, let's get a picture together. This dude looked nothing like Michael Hutchins. Oh, but he just was adamant that he was Michael Hutchins. He was just a homeless dude.
This being actually like 10 years after Michael Hutchins died.
Yeah. Was that actor that was in Grumpy Old Men? Not Jack Lemmon, the other one.
Walter Matthau.
Yeah, I saw him a few years after he died, just walking around town. And Chris LeDoux robbed the Circle K.
He did. Recently. He totally did. Yes.
Because he walked in. The police blotter said that somebody went into the Circle K, demanded money and Copenhagen, and walked out with an undisclosed amount of money and an undisclosed amount of Copenhagen. There's only one person that would do that, and that's Chris LeDoux. So Chris LeDoux is not dead, y'all. He's living in Colorado Springs.
Robin,
he's desperate for Copenhagen.
Stores.
And he's robbing the Circle K. So let's get into this bag of crap.
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woot.
Woot.
Should we say woot? Bag of crap.
Yes. So keep talking while I pick it up and grab something to open it with.
Bag of crap. Bag of crap.
Bag of crap.
Yay.
You guys are good.
We had just improvised a song for you.
Oh, did you?
And yeah. Oh my gosh, he's got the big knife.
This is the same thing that Al-Qaeda used to hijack those planes on 9/11.
It's a standard box cutter.
But it's got a safety thing, and I bet they took their safety thing off.
I used to carry those around daily in my job. Ooh, that was a satisfying sound of tape ripping.
And that
was my chair.
And
that was my chair. That was not my ass.
Uh huh.
It was not my ripping. Ass. All right.
It's a bag.
It's an actual bag. It's a bag that has the Woot monkeys on it, and they're having a conversation. It says, "This bag is full of stinky socks." And the other monkey says, "How do you know?" And the other monkey said, "Well, it used to be." And I'm over here like, I don't get it.
It's a reusable grocery bag.
It is a reusable grocery bag. And these are things I don't use.
I will take that.
Yes. She is the very friendly steward of the environment. And I am not yet. I have...
Is that a color book?
It is Color Fancy, beautiful coloring templates, illustrated by J.M. Peluso.
Oh.
32 original designs, adult coloring book, Color Fancy. It sounds like you guys are going to have to wrestle for this because you both seem to want it. I could cut it in half, but being me, I would cut it in half lengthwise.
Don't do that.
What else do we have here? A mini PC holder. What is this? Turn mini PC into Android box, it says. By Misi. Okay.
It's a thing. It's a thing you plug into a Mac and it does something.
No, I don't think it's for Mac. But it looks to me to be one of... It seems to be a hub.
It says Mac PC. Like, it's like some sort of a converter.
No, it says mini PC.
Oh, I can't read
mini
it from
PC.
Here.
Mini PC, yeah. Well, it looks like a hub. It might be worthless, but it's by a company called Misi.
It says Misi on the side.
Misi. Active line. Oh, goody. They are socks. They're compression socks. Tonus Elast. So these are elastic socks designed probably to tone your calves, which I'll be honest, I don't know that I need. I don't need those.
But compression socks are great.
Compression socks are great.
They're great.
Especially when you get old. Oh, look, toothpicks with strawberries on top.
Ooh.
Fake strawberries on toothpicks. So far, no breast pump. Let's see. Oh, steel wool.
Loose.
It's not even in a package.
Two loose steel wool. Scrubby pads.
Not, you know, and they're...
They're
stuck together, not by choice.
You know, they probably usually only put one of them in, but since those two were stuck together, you got both.
Yeah.
Bonus.
I don't know what this is.
That is your manual breast pump.
Is this a hat? I don't know.
What else is in the box?
It's a monkey hat.
It could be.
It looks
like a bottle topper.
Oh, we got a chip clip.
Chip clip. It says Woot on it.
It says Woot, an Amazon company. And that was when Colin said, fuck off.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. This is, oh, goody. Oh, it's an oven mitt with a grip clip. So that if I have hot things coming out of the oven, I won't burn my hand.
How thoughtful.
I appreciate that, but it also appears to be, it looks like a werewolf hand. Arr, so I could use this on Halloween as well.
But only the one.
I have what appears to be, oh, good, a big package of Glad pressing seal. So, leak-proof, airtight seal. So if I have a a glass of grape juice that I want to keep.
This certainly is a giant bag box of crap.
Yeah, but that's what they say. Don't complain. So glad press and sealed. Value size, format.
I mean, it's definitely more than $10 worth of crap so far.
Oh, it is. It's 140 square feet of glad press and seal.
I mean, that glad press and seal is like, that's like at least 450, maybe 576 worth of glad press and seal.
And this is something I might actually need. It's the essentials of business law. And this is a big fucking book.
That is a big fucking book. But how in date is it? Is it from like the 90s?
That's a good question. This is it's a textbook. And let's find
It's probably like the more recent version has come out.
It's
so
the 8th edition. And I'm looking for a publication date now. Yeah. 2010. So it's the 2010 edition of Essentials of Business Law by Anthony L. Luzzo. Anthony Luzzo's
no new laws in 9 years. You're good. Nah.
You might be able to resell that on eBay.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama. Let's see. Oh, solar garden lights.
What?
Mom needs those.
Solar garden lights that look like s'mores. So not too shabby.
Mom totally needs those.
Sun powered. This is a one pack. So I know
it shows two,
but this is a one pack, you guys. This is what Tupac was after he got his nut shot off. I know it's an
what?
These are adapter connectors for
technology that's not used anymore.
More the same. Throw the sponges.
Sponges.
I got two sponges. Sponges.
They're not even Scotch Brights. They're like generic Scotch Brights.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. Oh damn! I got the callus remover. Look at that.
Oh,
this is the knockoff of that thing.
Finally.
It's like
a petty egg, except it's not a petty egg.
Yeah, it is the iCare callus remover, wet dry, battery operated, 360 degrees to smooth your feet in seconds. And I know that this has probably been a point of contention for somebody sometime somewhere. And now you're looking at this like, I want that real bad.
I do.
Really? All right.
I do.
Maybe I'll auction this off. And that's it. That's what I got in my Woot bag of crap.
That was an amazing bag of crap.
It was. It just kept coming.
Bag of crap was deep.
It's the gift that kept on giving the whole year round. And now I've got a callus remover. Actually, I have two callus removers because I have steel wool, and then I've got a callus remover that probably is battery operated. So, you know,
steel wool is incredibly handy to have around.
It is. I'm going to keep that, I think. Definitely going to keep the press and seal because you never know.
Yeah. You just throw that in the car. Yeah. You know? Never know when you're going to lose a window or...
Or have to just put it over somebody's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, or just, you know, need to replace an item of clothing that you lost somewhere.
Yep, it's true. You could make a pretty decent athletic supporter out of press and seal. Oh. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed that there was no breast pump level excitement.
Right.
But...
I don't know. The coloring book's pretty cool.
Now I know. Well, so you wanted the coloring book. You wanted the coloring book, but you seem to really want this.
I do. I would give up the coloring book.
Oh, you think that's a 1-to-1 trade? I still think you guys need to arm wrestle for it or something.
I don't like arm wrestling though.
What would be your preferred?
That's just lame. I mean, she's making the face too. Like, I don't know whether she was making the face because she's like, "You're lame because you don't like arm wrestling," or whether she was making the face because she's like, "No, arm wrestling's totally lame."
I think I just remembered that I had a dream. I was arm wrestling someone.
Who were you arm wrestling in your dream?
Don't know. Some chick at a bar.
Was it me?
Some chick at a bar?
I don't know.
Were you drinking Amaretto Sours?
I might have been.
Did you have a microphone?
I might have been. I don't know.
So, Colin, you were saying that Penn and Teller have a new video game coming out.
Yeah, I just stumbled across it earlier today.
Yeah, I had seen some ads for it. And it's called something. It's a bunch of words, but it's all highlighted to be F you and you and you and you and you and you.
Yeah.
And so you say it doesn't look very
well. I mean,
good or fun, or it looks like
it depends on your definition of fun. Yeah, yeah. Some of it is. Like I believe one part of it was read an entire full length novel.
See, but this is right in line with.
And that's the other thing I forgot to say. It's a VR game. It's not.
And I don't have VR, so I'm like, eh.
I do, but.
Cool. Yeah, I played a VR game at your house with a soccer ball.
Yep.
Is that where you have to put the helmet on?
Well, just goggles, right?
No, it's pretty much a whole helmet.
I say, you got to put the helmet on. Yeah. It's like Lawnmower Man.
Okay,
So, except it's soccer balls.
Yeah, and the game you played was Headmaster, I believe.
Is that what it's called?
That game is so fun.
I liked it. I had a good time playing it. But this game, if you say it's punishment and that, you know, read a whole novel, it's right in line with their original video game concept.
Sorting Eggs, I believe, is another thing.
Which was supposed to be released for the Dreamcast, the Sega Dreamcast, or whatever the precursor to that was. And
Saturn, maybe?
Sega Saturn. Yeah, years and years ago. And they had a game in development called Penn & Teller Smoke and Mirrors. And there was a sub-game in it called Desert Bus.
Desert Bus.
And that has since been ported so you can play it. But the whole concept of Desert Bus was that you take the 8-hour trip as a bus driver from Tucson to Las Vegas. And your bus has a governor on it, so it can't go more than 55 miles an hour, and it pulls to the right. So you have to steer this bus for the entire 8 hours. And when you get to Vegas, after that 8 hours, you get 1 point. Mm-hmm. And somebody will come out of the office and say, "Hey, Mac, you want to pull a double?" And so you have the option of driving from Vegas back to Tucson. Same deal. And the reason that they came up with this concept was because at the time, Tipper Gore was up in arms about violence in video games and how video games are unrealistic. And so they just basically wanted to say, well, up yours, this is what a realistic video game would look like. And it never actually made it to the shelves, but because it's been ported, there's a group of comics in Canada. Every year they do a thing called Desert Bus for Charity, where they stay up for like 52 to 80 hours.
As long
hours,
as they can, just playing Desert Bus.
And they play Desert Bus, and they solicit donations. And at the end of this marathon of Desert Bus, where they're all starting to hallucinate and freak out, they donate all the proceeds to charities.
That is by far the most boring charity event I think I've ever heard about.
They live stream it, too. So I mean, you can look
so
in at any
just,
time.
It's not just Desert Bus. It's a live stream. So you're watching people. That's the worst thing than playing Desert Bus, is being the person that has to watch the people
like you're
who
on
are
the
playing
bus.
Desert
but,
Bus.
But the nice thing is you can look in at any time and it really, you're going to get the gist of it. And then you can just go off and go about your day.
Colin, did you say the other thing in this game was that you had to sort eggs?
Oh, it has several things. Heather was asleep, so I was playing with the sound off, so I don't know exactly what they said, but I was just watching the stuff that was going along. And yeah, one of the things was egg sorting. Eggs are coming down. You're having to sort them and... Yeah, I don't know. But it's funny, you mentioned the whole Tipper Gore thing, because I just got a notification today that the...
Tipper Gore has friended you?
No. The Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick blames video games, not guns, or racism for mass shooting in El Paso.
God.
How long are we going to ignore on federal level the video game industry? I figure
they've
somebody has
actually,
done.
So psychologists have actually done studies that show there's no link between people who play video games and being violent, and yet people keep latching onto this.
Because it's a great
it's convenient
point.
And
it's a scapegoat.
Yeah, why not just, you know, I don't know, put reasonable legal restrictions on purchasing guns?
It's a convenient scapegoat for evangelicals, because evangelicals hate anything that they can't quantify from the Bible, even though they don't even understand the Bible. And they misapply it all the time.
And
what is it, the best-selling work of fiction ever? The Bible?
Oh.
I think it is.
Yeah. But
yeah.
The other thing is it's also really useful for people, say, lieutenant governors in Texas, who are probably well-supported by the NRA.
Of course. Yeah, that's the thing. You don't want to have to send back those campaign contributions.
Right.
Because EA Sports didn't give you any money. So
exactly.
Why not go after them? Holy crap. In fact, after the El Paso shooting...
It's happening again.
There was a shooting last night in Dayton, Ohio, and this is a place that I've actually been. You know, the only reason I know about this early on is because you'll see friends, like, tag themselves safe. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? Well, earlier this year, I performed at a place called Wiley's Comedy Joint for the World Series of Comedy, and the shooting literally happened at a bar around the corner from the comedy club. Now, obviously, it's just coincidence, right?
Right.
But it's still like, wow. You know, once you've been somewhere and you've seen how many people are in that area, it's kind of crazy to try
shopping at the King Supers the same day that the Planned Parenthood shooting happened. I was just there like 4 hours before it happened.
Yeah.
So that like area where I was shopping in town would have been on complete lockdown.
Yeah.
You know, here in the Springs.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's video games' fault. Remember that.
Good to know. I will stop playing MLB Power Pros 2008 if that's what's making these things happen.
Right.
It's
no
not,
more
though.
Wii bowling for me.
That's right. Wii golf. God damn you, Wii golf. Actually, I'm a really big fan of the Wii tennis, the Wii sports tennis, the original Wii sports, because that tennis game is a lot of fun.
Hmm.
You ever played it? You played it.
I still have it as long as my Wii holds out.
Yeah. The Wii Sports, the original Wii Sports came with the Wii.
I know, I don't like it. But
what don't you like about it?
I don't like playing you in it.
Well, just because I kick your ass at everything.
Whatever.
Whatever, guys. Whatever.
Here it goes.
Mm.
Don't make me bring up old Mortal Kombat.
We're going to have a desert bus off later.
I don't know if we have that kind of time.
No.
I don't know if anybody has that kind of time, I'll be honest. Speaking of time, I have determined that we're out of it. We're going to mercifully end this episode so that it's nice and tight and cohesive. And then we're going to get a little drunker and we're going to record another one. We don't know what we're going to do, but I do know that we've got more movie reviews from Karen. But I'm Derek Knight, once again of SonOfCheese.com. Colin Burton, once again of FizzleAndPop.com.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather.
Bye.
Jess.
Later.
Bye now.
Fuck on trips.